Survivors are marking today's 65th anniversary of their liberation from the Nazi death camp. Many are gathering at the site in Poland to honor the millions killed by the Nazis. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is joining Polish leaders in commemorative ceremonies. I'm Jean Cochran, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at gotomeeting.com/news.
James O'Keefe is a conservative activist best known for his undercover video expose on the community organizing group Acorn. This week, he allegedly tried another, less successful operation. O'Keefe showed up at Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu's office in New Orleans on Monday. He was with men wearing hard hats, tool belts, and fluorescent vests. Now, four men are accused of trying to tamper with Landrieu's phones. They're scheduled to be in court today. We reached Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO in New Orleans. Good morning.
Good morning, Ari.
Set the scene for us. How did these guys get caught?
Well, we have a few details, not much, but federal prosecutors say that on Monday, O'Keefe was in Landrieu's office saying he was waiting for someone. Then two men showed up dressed as repairmen in hard hats, saying they had to fix the office phones. O'Keefe, according to the senator's staff, then recorded them, according to the court documents, manipulating a handset. They were referred to the General Services Administration office on another floor. And they were asked for identification, but the men said they didn't have any and left. They were arrested outside the federal building, and a fourth suspect was arrested for allegedly helping out with the plan, but exactly what the plan was isn't clear.
So if they're accused of entering a federal building with the intention of committing a felony, is the felony tapping phones?
Well, they didn't say that in the affidavit, and they didn't say that in the charges. They're not charged with wiretapping, which is a much more serious offense. But in the affidavit, they are charged with manipulating, or accused by a witness, of manipulating the handset of a telephone and posing as telephone repairmen, but they are not charged with wiretapping.
So reading between the lines, if we're trying to figure out what this scheme was, a plan to wiretap sounds plausible.
Yes.
Why would Senator Landrieu be a target of conservative activists?
Well, she cast a key vote on the health care reform bill. And some people have dubbed it the Louisiana Purchase. She's not a favorite of the conservatives.
You're saying some people called it the Louisiana Purchase because Louisiana got some financial benefits in the health bill?
Yes, more than $300 million.
Now, many people have heard of O'Keefe. He and a woman posed as a pimp and a prostitute, and they videotaped Acorn employees giving tax advice on smuggling underage sex workers into the country. But tell us about the other three defendants, the men he's alleged to have cooperated with on this scheme.
Well, another defendant in the case is 24-year-old Robert Flanagan, whose father is the acting U.S. attorney for Western Louisiana, and he was released earlier in the day than the other three. We think they knew each other through their conservative beliefs, because O'Keefe spoke in New Orleans last week to a libertarian group called the Pelican Institute for Public Policy. And the Pelican Institute is located about a block away from the federal building, and that's where Mary Landrieu's office was. And it's believed that Flanagan works for the group, and Flanagan was one of the two who dressed as a repairman.
Have the men said anything?
Only a quick word as O'Keefe jumped into the taxi as he got out of jail. He was surrounded by reporters, but did not make any comments about the case. As he got into the car, he just said Veritas, which is Latin for truth, and then quickly adding, "The truth shall set